You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
Hello and welcome. On the 18th of July, Richard Branson turned 69 years of age. And this, I thought, was as good an opportunity as any to celebrate his life and learn a few lessons from him. Sir Richard Charles Nicholas Branson's success story almost has a cinematic heft to it. For one, it is not a single story, but a tapestry of several. This British business magnate is an investor, an author, a committed philanthropist, and a man who lives his life with a rock star flamboyance that somehow, largely, never gets murky. In fact, his life has a rather inspirational quality and a feel-good innocence you will only find in a Disney film. And every seed that was sown by his imagination, by circumstances, and perhaps even genetics, came to fruition at some point. So, on this edition of Digging Deeper with Money Control, we will outline the many lessons his life and work have thrown up for startup aspirants and us listeners in general. My name is Rakesh Sharma, and you're listening to Digging Deeper with Money Control.
The Deep Dive Podcast Series.
Number one, start with what you have. Richard Branson has never been afraid to start something new. It is easy to see why he's unafraid of failure. It's not just that, he's known to believe that the secret to bouncing back is not to be unafraid of failures, but to use them as motivational and learning tools. He said once that there's nothing wrong with making mistakes as long as you don't make the same ones over and over again. The point, though, is to begin, unafraid of consequences, unmindful of failure, and unencumbered by ego, to start all over again. His mother, Eve Branson, a perpetual poster girl of new initiatives, could have been his earliest role model. She was once in show business and then became known for her many unconventional achievements, one of which was to get into a male-only glider pilot training program by pretending to be a man and then to be one of the first flight attendants to fly over the Andes. She also built a successful venture by building and selling wooden tissue boxes and waste paper bins. No prizes for guessing where her son got his love for adventures and passion for businesses. And yes, also the courage to start something new, to say nothing of the desire to fly, literally and figuratively. Sample this. In 1966, when he was just a dyslexic 16-year-old on the verge of crashing out of school, he was told by his headmaster, one Robert Drayson, that he would either end up in prison or become a millionaire. Branson decided to be the latter and started Student, a magazine about teen culture. The first issue of Student appeared in January 1968, and a year later, Branson's net worth was estimated at £50,000. Branson also advertised popular records in Student, and the magazine struck a chord. The one thing he did know how to do well was to sell, and so he did. He sold advertising space. Even then, he dreamt big. He wanted this little startup to one day have the cult following of, say, a Rolling Stone. Those people skills that he is known for now, he put to good use even back then. He landed interviews with the likes of Mick Jagger and R.D. Lang for Student. He would then go on to start a mail-order record business, open a music shop on London's famous Oxford Street, and then in 1972, to launch with Nick Powell what is now the stuff of legend, Virgin Records. During the 1980s came the airline Virgin Atlantic and the expansion of Virgin Records music label. In 2004, he audaciously founded Space Flight Corporation, Virgin Galactic, based at Mojave Air and Spaceport, noted for the Spaceship Two suborbital space plane designed for space tourism. Through all of this, Branson consistently used the tenet he built his life on. Start with what you have and don't be afraid of failure. Lesson number two. Success need never be one-dimensional. What Branson was teaching himself, and in the process us, I suppose, through the decades, was that life was neither this nor that. It could be anything you wanted it to be. If there's one thing Branson is not known for, it is procrastination or dithering, the great illness of the millennial. What he's known for, though, is making the most of every flash of inspiration and examining where it will lead him. The impulse to start a magazine, for example, took him on a journey that resulted in a sprawling conglomerate called Virgin, which is, in a way, a microcosm of Branson's teeming, bustling, ever-restless inner universe. a universe that encompasses music, publishing, package holiday industries, telecom ventures, healthcare, space, and air travel. In space parlance, this microcosm may well be a multiverse. Why was his business perhaps controversially called Virgin? Well, because it denotes how untutored he was in his entrepreneurial approach. Clearly, that greenness didn't much matter. His net worth was pegged at £5 million by 1979, and a year later, Virgin Records went international. Everything he started had a way of touching lives. A residential recording studio called the Manor Studio, for example, gave space and time to fledgling artists, including multi-instrumentalist Mike Oldfield, whose debut album Tubular Bells was the first release for Virgin Records and became a chartbuster. Names like Rolling Stones, Peter Gabriel, XTC, Japan, UB40, Steve Winwood and Paula Abdul helped make Virgin the world's largest independent record label. In 1992, though, to keep his airline company afloat, Branson had to sell the Virgin label to EMI for £500 million, a decision that was, in his own words, tough. In an intimate retelling of the incident, Branson admitted that after telling his staff that he had sold the company, he went back to his house in London and, I quote, I did have tears streaming down my face, unquote. So, the lesson that we have to learn from all of these different aspects of his life is that the success he has achieved has never been at one thing. Success need not be one thing. It is what you want for it to be. Success can be and is, in the case of Richard Branson, multidimensional. Lesson number three, it is okay to side hustle, but love your dream enough to persist with it. As a corollary to the previous point I made, Branson has often advised young entrepreneurs to, for want of a better analogy, not keep all their eggs in one basket. His advice is to not quit your day job and not to risk everything for one thing, because a safety net gives you more confidence. In his book, to quit a day job outright is unaffordable and an unrealistic luxury. He often points out that all of Virgin businesses started while he was working on something else. The Virgin conglomerate sprouted from the Student magazine, but nothing sprouts without attention and passion. And his mantra is that passion is the key to juggling work and business. He once wrote, and I quote, "If you do what you love and love what you do, you're more likely to be successful," unquote. It's an oldie, but a goodie. Find something you like doing and monetize it. Lesson number four, broaden your skill set. Successful people have laser-sharp focus, but they also have varied interests, skill sets, and the ability to juggle many passions. Take the example of Leonardo da Vinci, for example, the greatest Renaissance man of all time. His interest was not just in one thing. Sure, he had many flaws in that he was barely able to focus on one thing, but the fact that his interest and curiosity expanded to so many different streams, not just subjects, different arenas altogether, is perhaps what made him a better thinker altogether. So one thing you must remember, at least as far as Da Vinci is concerned or Branson is concerned, is to broaden your skill set. Branson is a hands-on entrepreneur and advises business aspirants to wear many hats and quickly learn how to do new tasks by themselves. These expanded skill sets come handy when you're delegating jobs and leading by example. No wonder then that from a dyslexic teenager with an uncertain academic future, Branson went on to be knighted in 2000 and become Sir Richard Branson for his staggeringly diverse achievements. So, broaden your skill set. Lesson number five, learn to deal with criticism. Despite his visible goodwill, Branson is no stranger to criticism, or indeed, to mistakes. In 1971, he was convicted and briefly jailed for tax evasion, having fraudulently obtained export documents for records to be sold on the domestic market in order to avoid paying purchase tax. He has admitted to have enjoyed a tax exile and saved millions in taxes by ending his mainland British residency and living in the British Virgin Islands. In 2016, many critics demanded that his knighthood be revoked. In an era when inappropriate and gender-insensitive behavior is under scrutiny, he was, in November 2017, accused by backup singer Antonia Janae of assault at Necker Island. That is, his island, his own private island, Necker. Branson later issued a generic apology, though his public image has been considerably compromised. He has often been painted derisively in comic sketches and pop culture, and though he has ignored such critiques mostly, he has learned from his mistakes, especially when it comes to business. He has said famously, "When people say bad things about you, prove them wrong and don't give up." As he said once, "On every adventure I have been on, whether setting up a business, flying around the world in a balloon, or racing across the ocean in a boat, there have been moments when the easy thing to do would be to give up." Unquote. He didn't give up, but he also learned from those mistakes. He never did say, "I didn't make those mistakes," but learning from those mistakes and learning to deal with criticism is another important life lesson we can learn from Richard Branson. Lesson number 6, be open to feedback. Actively seek feedback. A business is only as good as its profitability, and Branson recommends creating a cheap product of minimum viability that can be tested and garner feedback even from habitual critics. Learn about fault lines before you go big, weed out bugs, do market research about potential clients and even rivals, and create something of real value. He tells those who ask for business advice to not let naysayers with negative attitudes affect your enthusiasm for an idea. He once said, and I quote, "The opinions of other people aren't always correct, and while some criticism may be constructive, in some cases it is merely destructive. Don't let cynicism prevent you from pursuing your dream. Surround yourself with people who believe in you," unquote. And be unafraid of seeking feedback and having the senses to figure out what is constructive and what is destructive. Lesson number 7. Be adventurous. Build a life, not just a business. The one mantra Branson has unerringly followed is to never wait for an opportunity and to go in the direction of his dreams. His advice to workaholics is to switch off computer screens once in a while and switch on life. Whether it is crossing the Atlantic or traveling in a hot air balloon or rebuilding his island home twice when freak disasters destroyed it, he has learned to strike a work-life balance that keeps him from being jaded and burning out. And that is why, apart from creating a slew of billion-dollar companies across diverse sectors, Branson has authored books, built a philanthropic foundation, has learned various adventure sports, and just goes on to redefine his life every day. It was not just about the work, it is also about enjoying the life you've been given. After all, you only live once. I suppose the poster boy of YOLO, even before it became a hashtag, was Richard Branson. Lesson number 8. Build and nurture teams. Branson, despite his flashy persona, claims to be a team player and says that a work culture conducive to personal growth, innovation, and a sense of security can create lasting professional bonds, which in turn build solid businesses. A sense of fun is key to keep people inspired at work. So is fostering a feeling that everyone is responsible for the well-being of everyone else. On the top of his list are people who look for the best in others, praise rather than criticize, and love what they do. He likes to delegate and trust people to do their best once they've been trained to deliver. He understands excessive control cannot build teams, and that leaders who want to do everything themselves cannot grow in different directions, either because they don't have the time to do so or because they do not have the ability to. If managers find people who can take on tasks they aren't good at, it frees them up to plan other trajectories. Praise your team and motivate people. That is his other tip. And a lesson that I should do better with myself. Learn to build a team. Lesson number 9, write it all down. Branson has been known to be an inspiring blogger and often gives out wisdom that has served him well, one of which is to write every idea that comes to him. He himself is a compulsive list maker and likes to jot down not just the micro but the macro details of his business to stay abreast with ideas that can potentially spark off new businesses or create breakthroughs. In one blog post, he wrote, and I quote, "Write down every single idea you have, no matter how big or small, and then challenge yourself to follow through. And never underestimate the power of an idea, because in his opinion, if you aren't proud of your ideas and don't believe in your plans, why should anybody else?" Lesson number 10, think beyond profit. One of Branson's biggest achievements is to constantly offer a more reassuring humanitarian worldview, and to imagine entrepreneurship as a tool of global well-being. In September 2018, Branson and a team traveled more than 2,000 kilometers from Cagliari in Sardinia to the summit of Mont Blanc in a month-long challenge to raise more than £1 million for his children, Holly and Sam Branson's charity, Big Change, which supports youth and youth ventures. In February 2019, he organized an international benefit concert, Venezuela Aid Live, to bring worldwide attention to a country in crisis. Symbolically, the concert took place in Cúcuta in Colombia, on the Venezuelan border. In the late 1990s, Branson and musician Peter Gabriel thought of the possibility of eradicating war, dealing with global warming and lasting global peace, and discussed the idea with a core group of influencers and Nelson Mandela. On the 18th of July 2007, in Johannesburg, South Africa, Mandela announced the formation of the Elders, chaired by Kofi Annan. The Elders is, of course, funded by a group of donors, including Branson and Gabriel. In 1999, Branson also became a founding sponsor of the International Center for Missing and Exploited Children. Through initiatives like the Carbon War Room, Branson has also sought answers that can address the question of global warming in a proactive way. He imagines a post-carbon economy and our civilization choosing sustainable energy alternatives. Branson is also a signatory of Global Zero Campaign, a non-profit international initiative for the elimination of all nuclear weapons worldwide. Over the years, he has campaigned against homophobia, draconian drug laws, wildlife poaching and trafficking, as well as death penalty. These are, of course, only some of the ideas he has fleshed out to remake the world into what he believes to be is a better version. He once wrote, and I quote, "I thoroughly believe that we should do everything within our power to make the world a better place for generations to come," end quote. Of course, he has the resources to start all these campaigns and team up with all these famous people, but that does not mean you need money to do this. You can always start making the world around you, in your own little corner, a better place to live in. It starts with you, and it does not need money. Lesson 11, read inspirational stuff. Branson did not derive much from school, but he has a lifelong passion for learning. His life has been impacted by books like Nelson Mandela's autobiography, Long Walk to Freedom, Al Gore's An Inconvenient Truth, The Revenge of Gaia by James Lovelock, Jung Chang's Wild Swans, and Anton Beaver's Stalingrad. That he still is learning something new every day is the secret to his success. That, and a sense of purpose that goes beyond just making money. In the end, Branson does not really abide by the go big or go home credo, or thinks of success as a desperate war that must be won at all costs. His work and his home are playgrounds where he has fun, learns, builds synergies, and does what comes naturally to him. A sense of fun, adventure, and the inexhaustible desire to keep testing new waters and to fly towards new horizons, preferably in a hot air balloon. But even if you don't have a hot air balloon, the lessons that he has learned along the way and has imparted to us are universal.
This has been a Digging Deeper podcast, and you have been listening to Money Control.